Tisam, Tiomer Afuna, Tluyev Zavin, Zvini, Zvini. He schnaw that even though you were forced to sell your field, like here this big bully, Tovi, picked you up and hung you up on a tree. So you were forced to sell it. Lamaisa, we passed on that since Tovi gave you money, and you're not losing out anything right now, just you don't want to, but at the end you said, Roitzani, so we all, since at the end you said, Roitzani, it's called the good Mechira. So therefore, whoever signed the Neshtar, it's called the good star, the Mechira Sakachal. For the main it's not that way. Vomer of Nachman Edim Shomer Amono Edim Reinu Einem Onim Edim that say Amono Edim Reinu. That means what happened was we signed on the start to say that somebody lent money, and later on they say it didn't happen. He never really lent the money. It was only on trust he was going to sign it. He was going to give over the money. Is Ein and we don't believe him. But Medoy Edim Reinu Einem Onim. Most of us don't believe him. All right, we'll stop here. Give me some room, some shots. You were holding Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph. Again, this last Gemara was in the middle of this Makash, really. But the last Gemara we had was Om Rav Huna, that the man de chose ma mudoi shape chosin, for man de chose ma shkalto shape chosin. The same Eidim, at first they signed on a shtar moido, in other words, saying that the sale that's going to take place is no good, it was forced, and then the same two Eidim signed on the real shtar mechira. So we say, we listen to the shtar moido, and therefore we say the sale does not take place. So now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? Any, it's not that way. Bottom Gemara, Mem Ches Mabeis. Any, it's not that way. Ivom, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said that, hey, Dim Shom Ramon Hoyed of Reinu, if two Eidim want to tell us now that the shtar they signed on before that says that Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, a shtar havo. So now the two Eidim comes to Bezin and say, you should know, the loan really did not take place. There was no loan. He didn't give over the money. It was only on Monohoyed of Reinu. That means it was on trust. We wrote up a shtar right now that Shimon lent $100. Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, even though Shimon really did not receive the money, but just on trust that in case he gets the money later, a shtar should be written up now. So the locker is Ein in the morning. We do not leave the Eidim. Because it's a problem like Kiv and Shehigid, Shuv and Echezer Magid. Like once the Eidim signed in the Shtar, it's sort of like we have a Shtar saying that the loan did take place. Now for the Eidim to wake up late and tell us, no, Amon Ohayid of Reinu, we say that's cool, Kiv and Shehigid, Shuv and Echezer Magid, therefore it's Ein Amonim. What's going to be Maido Ohayid of Reinu? Again, two Eidim signed on the Shtar, Mecher, that Reuven sold his house to Shimon. And then later these two Eidim come and complain and say, Ishno Maido Ohayid of Reinu. But that's what we signed the shtar is not really a good shtar. Ishna is a moidor, means that we saw the way Reuven was forced to sell the house, and Reuven really did not want to sell the house. So again, the law of Nachman says, Ein Nemonim, we do not leave the Eidim. Again, because since they said Eidim in the shtar, so they tell us the Mechira did take place, we do not leave them now when they like change the morning, the Chayzim Makkah to say, the Mechira did not take place. That's the Kasha. How could before Avuna say that the same Eidim that signed on the Shtar Maido, even though later they signed on the Shtar Mecher, we believe the Maido and the Mechir is Botol, here we're saying no, that we did not believe them to change their mind to tell us there was a Maido once they signed on the Shtar Mecher. It's more interesting, Poshid. I'll tell you, Hani, Mili, when the Rav Nachman say we did not believe the Eidim, that's only our peer. Only if the Eidim now are telling us by mouth, in other words, they never wrote up first the Shtar Maido. They're just telling us now that they know there was a Maidor, he was forced. In such a case, we do not believe them, the Loyos, the Yalpeh, or Moral Ishtorah. We do not believe them by the mouth now to go against what it says in the Shtar. As far as we know, we see a Shtar Mechira. It says clearly that Reuven sold the field to Shimon. So therefore now we do not believe the Eidim, and they want to be Chayzim Magan to tell us that the sale did not take place. Avol Bishtorah, over in the case before of Rav Huna. There the case is first the Eidim signed in the Shtar Moidor. So since they signed in the Shtar, there we say the story is Osi Shtoro Umoral Ishtoro. That this Shtar can make the other Shtar, could ruin the other Shtar. Therefore here we would leave the Eidim that say Moidor Hoyu Devarenu. Now Gufo, before we just learned that Omar Rav Nachman Amon Hoyu Devarenu Ein Amonim. The Eidim want to say now that the loan never took place, it was only on trust, we do not believe them. And Moido Hoyid of Reinu is Ein Amonim. We do not believe either one of them. Again, because the Klali is that Kivin Shigur Shuvin Chayzer Magid. That's what Rav Nachman says. However, ma baravashi yoma, no, there's a difference. That amon hoyidavareinu ain't amonim. When the Edom want to say now that, that even though they signed the nishtar havo, the havo did not take place, we did not leave them. But meido hoyidavareinu, the only want to say that even though there was a shtar mechira, it was the first one, and there was a meido that the mechira is not chal. Then ma baravashi says nemonim, we believe these Edom. Here the Yalpeh could come and be memorial of the shtar. My time, what's the reason? Shezeh niten likosev, vezeh lo niten likosev. The difference is, this one has a right to be written, and this one has no right to be written. In other words, by ishtar amono, it's an avla, it's an avera, like, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to write up a shtar that says that Reuven lent Shimon $100, if he really did not. So therefore, it's not called niten likosev, it's like an avla. And therefore, the klal is, they know the mesa matzma rosho. We do not believe these Edom now to explain themselves to say that they did an avlo. Therefore, ain't nemonim. Mashenkin, when the Edom say, Moidova yidabrenu, there's no avlo involved. Lamaisa is true, that Lamaisa the Edom knows that Reuven was forced to sell his property, and he didn't want to. He did it like to save his life. There, even though later Reuven told him to write up a shtar, and the Edom found him a shtar, they had a right to, because they know it was a Moidova he was forced to, and he had to find a shtar. So since it's nitin lekosev, here would believe the agent that it's not really called chayzer or magid, but rather here it's considered that they're explaining themselves. Now again, the Mishnah said now v'loy leish chazok ebenichse ishtoi, that a man, even though he's living for 3 years and eating the payrus of his wife's property, he does not have a chazok. He cannot claim that he bought it off his wife. So Morris says pshit, of course not. Kivon the yisle lepeiro. Since the husband has the loch mitzvahs to rabbanon, he has the right to eat the payrus of his wife's property. If so, payrus the kochel, like the fact he's living there for 3 years means nothing. The isha that the wife had no reason to be moicha, because the husband's doing mitzvah din, mitzvah tachanas chachomim. The husband has the right to eat the payrus of the field. So pshita is no chazaka. The more says la'tzricha the chiddush of Mishnah is the cost of law dinu dvor mainly b'nechzecho. Even in the case that the husband says he does not want to have any rights to his wife's property, so even though it will soon say there are cases that he doesn't have the right to eat the payrus, still we say there's no chazaka, because the wife is not makbid if his husband takes it. Like the Rashbam says, "Dasidulochi ein liyish chazaka, the ein ishtoy makpedes im yoichol haperus lekedin." Even though the husband in Tzara Din does not have a right to eat the payrus, still a wife is not makbid, therefore she wasn't meicha. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, even in the case when the husband says dinu dvor mein lebinechtecho, and he does not have a right to eat the peris, still when he eats the fruits for the next 3 years, he has no chazaka. The first thing more is the chikos of lo mayhevei. Even when the husband writes this lashon of dinu dvor mein lebinechtecho, so what? It means nothing. For a time you learn the Gemara in Sukkot that says, "Hoy melechaveiro." Somebody says to his friend, "Dinu dvor mein le al sodezu." I have nothing to do with this field. Two partners, they own the b'shutfis. So one partner tells the other one, "Dinu dvor mainly afodizu, I want nothing to do with this field." Or else, "V'ainli esek bo, I want nothing to do with it." Another loshin. Or else, "V'yodi misalekas mimenu, my hands are taken away from it." The locker is lo yamaklum. He didn't say anything. Why? Because once you own something, you can't just say you don't want it. You have to make like a kinyan. You have to be makhnim it to somebody else. Or else you have to make a maisa hefka, but you can't stand say you don't want it. So over here also, even though the husband said, "I don't want to have to."